Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, attention, smart people. Did you hear me? Attention, smart people. We're talking to the smart people right now.
Yeah,
tomorrow morning at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central, we're giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. That's a whole lot of money, people.
$1 million.
Yeah, we're going to play our favorite game. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Go to steveharveyfm.com to register right now. And switching gears, it is time for the Strawberry Letter, people. If you need advice, and we need everybody, not just smart people, everybody. We're talking to everyone here, okay? Right. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter today to steveharveyfm.com. Click Submit Strawberry Letter, all right? And we'll try to read your letter just like we're going to read this one today.
All right, so let's buckle up and hold on tight. Here it is. It is the Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject, he's double-tapping her sexy pictures.
Oh, I know it.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I've been dating a 35-year-old man for a little over a year, and I need your advice about an issue. When we started dating, we were already following each other on Instagram and Facebook, and I noticed that we had one mutual friend, a female that I went to college with. My boyfriend is following her on Instagram and Facebook. I asked him how he knew her, and he said that he was interested in her before we started dating. He said they never met, and he has never sent her any messages on social media. I told him that I know her personally, and although we don't talk often, we are good friends. So then I noticed that he started liking her pictures on Instagram. He only liked the pictures of her in a bikini or a short dress or short shorts with her behind poking out.
Yeah.
I told him that it was, shut up, Tommy. I told him that it was inappropriate for him to like her pictures because he is my boyfriend and it sends the wrong message. I thought he would get it and he would stop following her on social media or at least stop liking her pictures. But no, he's still double tapping on her pictures to this day.
Yes.
He told me that it's not a big deal. He told me that it's no different than me enjoying my workouts with my trainer, who happens to be in tip-top physical shape. I told him that he was a bad comparison. That was a bad comparison because I was never attracted to my trainer. I feel like my boyfriend is trying to justify his actions by turning the situation around on me and making me sound like I'm being petty. He has no respect for my feelings. Stephen Shirley, please advise before social media ruins my relationship. Hey, listen, I agree with you 100%. You are exactly right in everything you say. Your so-called boyfriend is very disrespectful and, quite frankly, not very smart, okay? Because he's doing this, and you know he's doing this, and yet he won't stop. I think he's playing a dangerous game, lying to you and trying to turn the situation back around. Come on, you know what he's doing. It just makes him look even more guilty. And yes, social media is breaking up a lot of happy homes, you know, for stuff like this, double tapping. So it's up to you now. You have to speak up for yourself. You have to let him know in no uncertain terms that he is wrong and you will not be disrespected. And either he stops double tapping her or you guys are through. It's called tough love, okay? That's what it's called, tough love. You don't need him if he's double tapping her. All right?
Good boy.
I mean, really. All right, Jay.
I mean, when will these men learn? These millennial men, when will they learn?
Millennial.
These millennial men, when will y'all learn? Once you in a serious relationship, stay your ass off the grid.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hear me.
Yeah.
Hear me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Once you, the most dangerous words on a phone is send, okay? Stay. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. You can't text. You can't tweet. They see. First of all, the internet was invented by men, put it together, but women have perfected it. They can see your texts a mile away. Mm-hmm. Double tap, triple tap, likes, all of that. They know. They can be in another town and know when you like in a picture. Remember, millennial men, listen to me. Stay your ass off the grid. Flip phone guys have no problem at all, okay?
Flip phone guys.
Flip phone men.
Is that like a thing?
Flip phone men don't have this problem in their life at all.
They can't even get on the internet.
They can't, get on the grid.
I'm a flip phone guy myself.
Stay your butt off the grid if you want to have a relationship, okay? That's all I got to say.
All right.
Stay
all right.
off the damn grid.
Yeah.
Stay off the grid, okay?
Thank you, Jay. Good That's advice. Junior.
Don't come over here.
What you got? What you got, millennial?
Don't come over here.
Uh-huh.
Be honest with me.
Yeah.
Why don't you be open with me? I need to know what you want to do. Be honest. Tell me the truth. Now, here he is. He done told you the truth. He double tapping on the bitch. Mm. Now, he's open and honest about it, and now you still upset. Every man, including Jay, Tommy, and myself, has one woman picture we gonna like. Don't ask me why I'm following Toni Braxton. Don't come over here with that. Don't ask me what I'm doing with Jada Pinkett pictures. Don't ask me about that. Don't ask me why me and Neil Long is always on the same likes. Don't ask me about that. Don't ask me about what me and Gabrielle Union got going on. Don't ask me about that.
That ain't your business.
That ain't none of your business. I got some people I'm going to like. You like Idris, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You over there in Omari Hardwick face, ain't you? I don't Woo. Say nothing about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You wrote yes. Timmy all day. You over there in Joseph Sakura face. I don't say and he white. I don't say nothing about that.
And he's white.
I don't say nothing. So a few people I like, let me like. I can't help she your friend.
That's different. That's different, Junior, because they're stars, okay? We're talking about regular people.
People that we gonna like.
We're talking about regular
if
people.
If she fine, she a star.
I like.
In your eyes.
I'm gonna like who I like. I can't help she your friend. That's all I'm saying. Don't
stars.
Ask me. You out with me to open, won't be honest. At least you know what I'm doing.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not.
That's evil.
I'm
I
not
can't
gonna,
like nobody.
Yeah, no. I can't do none of that.
I'm not gonna stop double tapping Morgan Freeman. Now you can forget. It,
see that?
Okay?
I do not.
See,
know
Nesto can't say nothing about that. Nesto can't say nothing about that.
He knows.
By yourself,
he knows. He knows. We all have our crushes.
I saw Shirley like the picture of Morgan Freeman, and he was asleep. What the hell is this?
That's different. Morgan Freeman is a celebrity. That's different.
Doesn't matter. She a star. She fine. She a star to me. Don't ask me about
that's different.
Changing the rules.
Well, well, yeah, it's always a double standard,
ain't
Jay.
It,
come on now.
Double standards for double tapping.
Yeah, for double tapping. That's right. All right, we've heard from me. We've heard from Jay. We've heard from Junior. We haven't heard from the nephew. We'll be back to hear from the nephew. Yeah. He's double tapping her sexy pictures is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. We'll be right back with more of your our responses right after this at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are back in the middle of this Strawberry Letter subject. He's double tapping her sexy pictures. A 30-year-old woman wrote in. She's been dating a 35-year-old man for about a year now. And when they started dating, they were already following each other on Instagram and Facebook. And she noticed that they had a mutual friend, which was a friend of hers, actually, that she went to college with. And although they don't talk much, she and this other woman, they are very good friends. Well, the guy was interested in her friend before they actually started dating. And now he's into double tapping her pictures, only the ones where she's in a bikini or some short shorts or, you know, a short dress or something like that. So that's what his girlfriend noticed. He only liked those kinds of pictures. He, you know, she said she told her boyfriend that by him double tapping, it sends the wrong message. You know, they are in a relationship. What are you over here double tapping some other woman for? He didn't get it. He tried to say that it's nothing different than her admiring her trainer who's in tip-top shape. So he's trying to justify his actions by comparing her situation with her trainer. She says, uh-uh. Don't try to flip it and make it seem like, you know, it's the same thing, because it isn't. You're double tapping this woman. I'm asking you not to. It's making me feel some kind of way because we're in a relationship and you need to stop. That's basically what's going on. Yeah, that's basically. Junior thinks it's okay to double tap.
Trainer?
Yeah, she doesn't like the trainer.
You're going to fix it, Shirley.
Jay saying, yeah, social media is ruining relationships, and you do need to stay off the grid. Yeah, I say she's right in everything she's saying, and she needs to let him know. Either leave her alone or their relationship is over. All right, nephew, what you got?
I hate when I hear situations like this, because it's a brother that don't know how to play the game. I hate a player that don't know how to be a real player. So if you're listening, I'm not trying to help the lady. I'm trying to help the player, because the player don't know what he doing. So here's the deal. Listen. Always tap on ugly people, too. Tap a lot of ugly people. You got to do that. All right, double and triple tap ugly people like you love it. Ugly people with dogs, ugly people working out. You can tap fine, ugly women. Do that. You got to throw the dog, throw the scent off of what you really like. But make sure you tap a lot of ugly people. When you tap ugly people, oh, my God.
Yeah, get off of it.
If she can see what you done tap, when they see that little heart come on Instagram, what you done like, make sure it's about her. For every fine person, make sure it's about 30 ugly people that go with that. Tap ugly people. When you tap ugly people, you can get away with it. Because guess what? You done threw her off. She don't know what you like.
I know you think that's really cute and smart and everything, but don't play us, okay?
Yeah,
we know.
You're not going to tell you something,
know.
Shirley, you would not.
We know. You would not be
able to see through my ugly people.
You just started double tapping ugly people. We're not going to be on. Come on.
No. I'm tapping ugly people.
You ain't been tapping ugly people.
It throws her off.
Don't tap ugly people.
Cute try, nephew.
That ain't a cute try. It's an ugly try, and it's working.
Cute try.
Tap ugly people.
You ain't been tapping ugly people. Now all of a sudden,
we starting today.
Yeah, so that's how we're gonna know.
That's how you started with ugly.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
So Shirley, if I start with ugly,
too late. Too late. You already put us up on game.
We tapping ugly people with cute outfits.
Yes.
Ugly people with nice hairstyles. Yeah. Come on.
Ooh, her hair look good, but she ugly.
You guys, leave cheating to the experts, okay?
Because
you guys are so dumb. You guys are so dumb when it comes to cheating. That's why you always get caught.
Shirley, I'm the best in the game.
Okay.
You're not going to act like I ain't the best in the game, Shirley.
All right,
All right?
Are you a better cheater than Nephew Tommy? That'll be our new game.
Whoa.
I like that.
You're going to lose.
And if you win, you get a weekend with your boo somewhere.
That really is. What a sad commentary on everything.
But on the real, if you tap ugly people, you throw it off. You throw everything off. They don't know where you come from.
They don't have no clue.
You have no clue.
I think it's brilliant.
You have no clue. Ugly people.
Bruh.
Come on. Give it to me. What? Say. Huh?
Bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Huh?
Are you dumber than Nephew Tommy?
Yeah. Let me hear.
You're brilliant.
Ugly people with night clothes. Ugly people with night cars.
I'm talking about real ugly, though. Real ugly.
Ugly people from the nice house.
And she's not going to know? Come on.
Come on, you guys are crazy. You're going to see hearts all over my eyes.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
you're telling
ugly people with night shoes. All of a sudden. all of a sudden you just
not
yeah.
all of a sudden.
See, that's where he
yes,
messed up. He should have started.
I'm tapping
off with
ugly people from day one.
No, you're not. No,
yes,
you're
I
not.
Am.
You just
sure.
said it. No, you just said it. No, you're
you
not.
Just asked me.
No, you're not.
That's brilliant though.
It is not brilliant. It is not brilliant.
Boy, you came up one today.
Do I?
You're gassing him up,
Bruh.
You ain't never been a player.
Bruh.
You're stupid.
Bruh.
You're stupid.
Bruh.
You're stupid.
No, brilliant.
Ugly people, make some noise.
Only you and Jay. Only you and Jay. We could only
Steve,
hear
Steve always say he ugly.
That's brilliant, though.
Hey, listen, coming up in just a few minutes, all right, about 41 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk power talk, okay?
Yes.
It's our power hour, we like to
love
call it.
It.
We're going to talk about all things Omari Hardwick, 50 Cent, Joseph Sikora. We're talking Ghost, Tommy,
like them,
Kanan. We're going to talk about all that when we talk about power. Coming up at about 41 after the hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.